For future generations of American taxpayers, few things loom larger financially than the national debt. It's now at $11 trillion and counting. But that doesn't necessarily make it interesting to young people, even though the national debt does have its own Facebook page. That's right. The national debt has its own Facebook page. And now it also has its own game, combining the rapid-fire action of football with the excitement of budgeting. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
Here's a catchy name, Budget Ball. The idea is to get young people thinking about debt, savings, interest, taxes, and a whole bunch of concepts most of us avoid as much as possible. Jennifer Dorn of the National Academy of Public Administration says it's the latest thing in public policy, games that use physical activity to teach humdrum topics.
You can simulate reality and have a way to have people learn a serious subject and still have fun while doing it.
Budget Ball is a real game, and Steve Guagliardo of the National Academy is sort of like the league commissioner.
Budget Ball is a sport played on a space about the size of a basketball court, and you pass a volleyball to each other. You pass to someone in the end zone to score points, so it's a basketball court with end zones, essentially.
Guagliardo and about 300 very game students are involved in a budget ball tournament at the University of Miami. But back to the rules.
And it's punctuated by budget sessions, which is where the strategy comes in, and which is where it ties into budget issues and budgeting in general.
To get all these students out, it helps that there's an all-expense-paid trip to Washington, D.C. for the winners, and a bunch of other prizes and giveaways. And since these are bright college students, they've all no doubt picked up the rules, which Guagliardo is still patiently trying to explain to me.
So in a single game, you might have to go into debt to beat a particular team and move on, but you want to pay that debt off. Otherwise, when you get to the championship round, you're going to pay the price.
You know, of course, that all totally over my head.
But here's a team that gets it, led by seniors Dan Stein, a political science major, and Tim McNaught, who's studying economics.
Co-captains.
Okay, what's the name of the team?
It's Go Canes, in reference to John Maynard Keynes, the greatest economist of the 20th century.
And, of course, for people who aren't from Miami, Keynes is also the hurricane.
Yes.
So it's a bit of a pun here.
Yeah.
Is there a little bit. Play on words, if you will.
Despite what you may think, McNaught says budget ball is not for wimps.
Yeah, I mean, it got pretty tough. We actually had to cut a couple people, and I got a 6'5" basketball player playing for us now, and so we went for some good recruits. Yeah.
Does he also have a degree in economics?
I'm not sure about that, but he's can catch the ball when it's really high. So.
Last period.
But enough talk. Let's play budget ball. Play-by-play is by Steve Guagliardo.
And you can see those short, quick passes really help you out, because you have a very wide field to work with. And you can throw the volleyball to space.
It might come closer.
There you go.
So players can hold on to the ball for only 10 seconds. And if they hold longer than 10 seconds, it results in a turnover. Score.
This is a tight game. It's the last minute. Some players on the field are wearing oven mitts. Others have on life preservers and hula hoops. Don't ask. The tension mounts.
Believe in yourself. Get open.
Throw it downfield.
No!
That's budget ball. The thrill of victory, the agony of accrual accounting. The excitement continues in June when the National Academy of Public Administration plans to bring budget ball to the National Mall in Washington. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.